The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
King Alfred the Great is neutered. Good morning.
What?
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
King Alfred the Great is our kitten. Hey, we got a new kitten. We have Lord Oliver Cromwell, who is healing, finally. I hadn't talked about him in a while because he had FIP. You can Google FIP with cats and understand.
It's a very deadly, serious. Yeah.
And he had the worst neurological. He's getting better, though. But King Alfred the Great is his real little brother. Same mother, same father. And the person we bought Lord Oliver Cromwell from felt so bad, she just flew another cat to us. And I was like, what? And I said to Otto, do you really want to get this cat? And he's like, I don't know. I don't want another cat. And then he picked up the phone and he called me back, just go get the cat. And I was like, okay, fine.
Dang. So the lady gave you one sick cat and then she possibly offloaded another sick cat on you?
No, he's not sick at all.
He's not. This one is built like a tank, dude.
Yeah, and we took him to the city so that you can neuter or spay your animals so that they don't multiply all over the neighborhoods. And I will be honest, until I grew up, every pet I've had, I never neutered. My grandmother never neutered or spayed ever.
We never neutered or spayed any of our dogs.
We were never responsible pet parents. And it was like the barrio we lived in, there was just stray cats and dogs all over the place. There was always someone posted up on a corner with a box of puppies or kittens. Like, constantly. But my grandmother did feed the neighborhood animals. She would get that big red bag of Purina Chow.
Oh.
You remember that thing? And she would just have like a trough. Just fill it up. And everybody would come over and eat. So
The neighborhood animals.
Your intake of cats. This is a little deeper than just like an impulse buy. This is like generational traits.
I think so. But
now we have two huskies and two cats.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pretty much a farm.
We got rid of all the kids and now we got a bunch of animals.
So are the cats getting along though? Like on a personal level? Are they friends?
Somewhat.
Oliver's still a bubble boy is what I call him. He has to be inside of a pen because
a playpen.
Because he's sick.
He's a little bubble cat.
So I keep him inside of there, and the little cat Alfred will attack the outside of the bubble and fight him. But for the most part, it seems like they're going to get along.
Day before yesterday, Anthony, King Alfred the Great was outside of Lord Oliver Cromwell's pen, and they were sleeping next to each other. And I was like, oh my gosh, because they're blood brothers. Remember, they're like really related.
Okay, well, don't say it like it's Game of Thrones.
It sounds like Game of Thrones. Yesterday, the doctor was like, I love your cat names.
I know. It's like Jon Snow.
I also want to take a shout out to anybody who has to drive in this traffic anytime between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and anytime between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Yesterday, I had to do that to go take the cat. And I will say, it took me an hour to go back and forth, and it was like 5 miles.
All we have to do is keep you company, right? You're like out there in the trenches.
Yes.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, it's like a battle every day.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a parking lot every day.
Oh, the suffering.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got to have this first date conversation. I think you should take someone out to fancy places and have a good time and show out.
On a first date?
Oh, Otto. Absolutely, you have to.
But if you don't like them, and then you have to spend a bunch of money.
How do you know if you don't like them?
You have to look at it from a man's perspective. We are going to invest in this date. And if there's no payback, why would we put a large amount of money into it?
What is the payback?
A relationship.
Okay, it could happen, but it's not going to happen if you show me you don't care about me.
We work up to the big date.
You know, like, think about it, Otto.
That's part of the problem is that you guys want everything from jump.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to finish a sentence is what I want right now.
I just want to keep some of my money.
You know that big ball thing in almost every city across the country where you have dinner at and you look at the city? That's the kind of date I'm talking about. You sit up there and you watch the skyline and imagine flying off somewhere. Imagine that kind of first date.
That's for the movies.
It looks really smooth and like player. Like it looks like you also kind of got to have some money to be in there, right?
Yeah. When you have reservation only spot, Anthony, you gotta have money.
I don't think that's like first date vibes.
Definitely.
Right?
No, oh, no. It's more like anniversary or take like your real girlfriend or wife there.
Well, it could be first date if you're. We're talking about date night. He's like, you can't take your side chick.
Well. you know, automatic does no
use. Down
Houston.
In the DM is coming up.
Oh, whatever. So, Anthony, you could take a first date if you really like her.
Oh, no.
You're trying
way.
To show out. Why? Mm-mm. Why?
Not at all, dude. Not at all. Not at all. That is way too much. I don't even want to look at the menu prices, but I already know if it's a rooftop, it's expensive. Okay?
If it's a rooftop spinning anywhere.
What happened to women appreciate good old-fashioned restaurant chains? And if you invite a woman to Olive Garden, you kind of get scoffed at. And
they're going 2 for $20?
She's a red flag, if that's the case, because I love me a good Olive Garden. Come on now. I love me a good Red Lobster. Dude, don't be pretentious with me. You know the shrimp is good, and right now they have the crab special. The lobster special is happening.
Guys, I didn't want to tell you how much I spent on the last date.
What? How much do you usually spend on the first date, Ant?
This is embarrassing. All right, not embarrassing. It is what it is. It's usually between like $100 and $150.
What?
For somebody you don't know.
For a job interview. Last time I did that, I spent $150 to have a Caesar salad and a tequila and lemonade, and then just to hear a woman tell me that she's not over her ex.
No. To be her therapist, you had to pay? That is horrible. Yeah.
Maybe they'll go to the spinning restaurant.
Her and her ex will go, Otto, we had a good friend.
She's going to be like, I'll pick up the tab this time because, you know, the last time this guy picked it up for me.
One of our good friends called Charles Chavez, and he took his wife out. There's a Michelin-rated Tex-Mex spot. Now, I'm going to throw out the name.
I read about it.
Okay. Yeah. He said his bill was $400. And I said,
for
no.
For Tex-Mex?
For frijoles, sir. No freaking way. I will smash my own beans at the Casa House. Are you kidding? That's how much the bill was.
Remember when we went to go eat at that one place and it was called Fuego, and it was kind of some
Michelin,
like fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was very simple, more expensive than that. And we were eating tacos. I was like, the tacos do not cost $500.
And they taste better at the carniceria anyway. So.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can get a free psychic reading right now. And of course, we're all getting our spiritual forecast as a collective. It's time for What's Your Sign with Sirmati. Sirmati, welcome. How are you? Happy Monday.
Hi, happy Monday. I'm
so
good. How are you,
excited
everybody?
To have you here. I'm good. We're good. We're good. Now, of course, we have a caller that needs their reading. Please begin with your sign.
My name is Gabby, and I'm a Pisces, and I want a reading from Spirit if possible. Thank you.
Okay, Mati, so what are you feeling for this particular listener?
So I feel like she's been feeling very stuck. She has had issues within her relationship. I feel like there's kind of like a two paths that she's able to take. And when I say two paths, I feel like there's two people that are in her energy that she's considering maybe giving a chance to, or maybe she's, for example, maybe it's an ex and a new person that's coming into her life or something like this where there's two paths. And I feel like this is putting her in a difficult predicament because she doesn't know which way to go. However, this could also be two jobs, you know, that she's kind of like juggling and trying to pick which one is going to be the right one for her.
There's just a duality or something, like some type of duality pull is what you feel?
Yes.
Okay.
I do feel that. And I do get that around the month of August, which is right around the corner because this year is flying by like crazy.
No, that's right.
So around August, there's going to be this awareness. And I do feel that whatever wish she has for herself in her life, it's coming true. And whatever this choice is, she's going to have a lot more clarity and she's going to make the right decision. I see financially her life is improving. I also feel that right now she might be going through a financial pinch, but it is going to improve by the month of August. So just hold on and continue to follow your intuition. That's a big part of this process for you at this moment, because the universe is giving you these options and it's really testing your intuition at this moment.
Okay. All right. Listen to your gut. Listen to yourself. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective?
So I'm getting that this week, well, first of all, the sun is moving in a place of the sky by this Friday. Going to ground the energy a lot more because I feel like there's been such fiery energy, a lot of shock and value, shock and awe rather. And we have a new moon on Saturday this week, and this new moon is really going to begin a new process of like cutting away all that doesn't serve us. Mm-hmm. It's going to ground our energy a lot more, which is really good. I also am getting that more excitement is coming into our lives, which is a really positive thing, because we've been feeling kind of like, rather than excitement, it feels like stress and tension and anxiety.
Yes, yes.
But this week is the path towards more excitement and more groundedness. So it's a really good thing. And again, the moon, the new moon that we're having is really going to allow us to cut away that old baggage that doesn't serve us so that we can free ourselves from that and begin to plant new seeds.
I love the new moon analogy because it really is kind of like a new beginning. You know what I mean? Yeah. Out with the old and in with the new. Now, of course, I always ask people if you'd like a free psychic reading, you could call us 877-730-DCS1 or send Sirmati a personal message and follow her at Illest Divinity on Instagram. She has classes that can get you more in touch with your own spirituality. Sirmati, thank you as usual. I really appreciate it. And I felt so good about today's reading. It was nice. It was good. We needed it.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Love you too. Talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One struggling food chain says they're going to give you more food. Okay. Autumn will tell us more about that in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Some iPhone owners could get up to $95 back after Apple has agreed to settle a case for $250 million. This has to do with Siri AI features. There is a lot to this story. If you have an Apple iPhone 15, 16, certain models are eligible. It's too much to go through. I can send you the article. Hit me up. Send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
So they're basically going to give you $95 because you use Siri?
There's something that happened to their AI.
Oh.
In those models during the years 2024 and 2025. That's what I mean. But we're talking 37 million devices.
So their data was breached.
I'm not saying none of that. I'm just going to send you an article.
And you're like, oh my God, my phone's listening to me.
Yeah.
Well, Apple's like, yeah, we are. Here's $95. Shut up.
All right. Once again, send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll shoot you the article. What do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Chipotle CEO is back in the news and he's saying just ask for bigger portions. So when you're going through the line at Chipotle, CEO Scott Boatwright says just ask for more and they're going to give you more because that's what we've always done here at Chipotle. He did not say that they wouldn't charge you more if you asked.
Yeah, because I'm like, every time they shortchange me in my burrito bowl, Otto and I get almost the exact same order. And when it comes off the line, my chicken portion is like a quarter of his.
Yeah, this guy, Scott Boatwright, I just think they need to find a new CEO. The past 4 months have been a nightmare for Chipotle. They are losing money constantly.
Red Lobster dude.
Well, their stock's going up, Chipotle's going down.
Yeah, because they want to charge us $85 million for extra wok. Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have World Ego Awareness Day for everybody at Chipotle, I guess. It is also National Eat What You Want Day, regardless of how much that guac costs. You could get whatever you want today.
No, there's food at home.
And today is the start of Women's Health Week. So today is Women's Checkup Day, reminding you to get them preventative visits is what you need to get.
Yeah, wellness exams. It's the day after Mother's Day. And I know yesterday you might have had 2 hours to yourself, but you really need to dedicate a little more time to your annual exams, your mammograms. For a minute, you know that insurance companies were saying women should be 55 for a mammogram.
Is that old for that?
Yes, Otto. They're supposed to start at 40.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. You know what? You go. You push and you take care of your body. Do what's best for you. I don't like the annual exams either, but you got to get them done. You got to get them done.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have to talk about the down in the DM earlier because I was so wrong. I could not believe it. So
you don't hear this often.
Ever. Actually, I'm hardly ever wrong. That's why. Casey contacted me and she said, my boyfriend, Jacob, is talking to someone. He's a gamer. And they've been together since high school. Now they're adults. They have a child. And she did admit, in high school, Dana, I dated someone else behind his back and blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, you guys are grown up now. It doesn't matter. And she was dead
set. Guilty conscience.
Yeah, she was dead set. He's going to pay me back. He's still had like a high school mentality. Here's part of what happened.
Bro, I don't know what messages you saw, but I'm just trying to get her a deal on a PlayStation. I have a PS4 and she said she wanted to buy it.
Bro, come on, dog. You think I'm stupid?
Man, I swear. I mean, I'm saving up to buy my girl a ring, so I'm just trying to make the extra money.
Anthony pretended to be this woman's boyfriend and was like, I know you're talking to my girl. And he's like, I'm trying to sell her an old PlayStation so I can buy Casey a ring. Here's the catch. He never figured out it was a down on the DM. He hung up on us because I don't know what he thought was going on.
Because he thought you were crazy as well.
Probably. And I don't think that Casey needs to tell him anything. Because you're going backward. Anthony, you agreed. Otto, you were the only person.
I was the only person along with every other caller that said they needed to have a clean slate.
I can't stand you right now. If you bring it up, though.
It's not my fault that you guys are morally challenged.
No, you're going to force a person.
Oh, my God.
You're forcing a person to, like, relive all of that bad experience that they had. And for what? He doesn't need to know. The mission was accomplished.
Like I said, morally challenged.
Okay, we have Wendy who's holding. Wendy, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Does Casey really need to tell Jacob about us calling him?
I have to say that she does need to say something.
Okay.
Only because there's another party involved now. He played the boyfriend, and if he goes back and says, hey, I don't want to sell it, your boyfriend called, and she actually does have a boyfriend and she confronts him, that's a whole nother issue.
I didn't even think about that. There are multiple parties involved at this point, Wendy. Now you've got this guy and that guy. And also, the girl might think, are you crazy? Like, what's going on? Like, they don't even know what's happening.
Honestly, this is Facebook Marketplace activities, though.
Yes.
That's probably why he hung up, Anthony. He's like, I don't know. Am I getting scammed? What's happening here? I've only dealt with Facebook Marketplace a couple of times. I put some stuff up that we were selling, and I had a garage sale. And Otto was like, what are you doing? And we had a lot of people stop by from Facebook Marketplace, and we sold a lot of stuff.
And some very interesting individuals also showed up as well.
But did we sell the stuff?
We did. I'm glad we moved from that house right after.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.